This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
AI is actually taking over, many forms of advertising. So state agents also don't want to be left behind. So they are also embracing it.
I have a problem, Mr. Jones. And listen, I'm generally...
And what is your problem?
I'm generally open-minded to AI and all these things. It's when the house doesn't look like what...
Exactly.
It really looks like. You know, it's when it's too enhanced.
And it looks like a mall.
No, man. And then you get there, you're like, excuse me, are these the very same pictures that I saw? But anyway, we have Philip Schumann in the building. He's the broker and owner of Remax. He's back with us this week. Good morning, Philip. Welcome
morning,
back.
Guys. Thanks for having me, as always.
Thank you for bringing all the sunshine.
Amen.
So, Philip, when estate agents use AI-generated images to market a property, where do we draw the line between creative marketing and actually misleading us as potential buyers about what the property actually looks like?
So the answer is twofold. Firstly, you don't always need AI to misrepresent a property. Let me tell you that.
Okay. I mean,
some agents are really good at advertising. And, you know, I've been in a scenario where we've advertised the property and the client gets things like, this is not what the photos look like.
Oh,
and
wow.
That was before AI.
Sure. Okay.
So,
okay.
But the line is simple. You know, would the images that you have put on or the information that you've shared create a misrepresentation of the property where the client might take a decision where he would not have? But it goes deeper. You know, you find creative marketing, there's a difference, you know, between creative marketing and, you know, misleading advertising.
Yeah.
So under generally acceptable points would fall, you know, correcting brightness, color, balance, perspective, you know, just lighting up a room.
Okay.
Removing temporary photographic distractions such as people or vehicles. Decluttering a property. We've had that many times.
Yeah.
Virtually staging an empty room with furniture as long as it's clearly labeled. We actually, as Remax, we're the first in Africa to have a tool for the client, the prospective buyer, to go and take the listing and dress it the way they want. You could basically say, I want this room with contemporary styled furniture or retro or modern or... You know.
Okay. You know, something that I figured, and I don't know if this is like intentional from your side, is when you see a property, even though it looks great and the amount may be high or whatever, as soon as I see the word fixer-upper, I know. From me, I'm like, okay, I know. This is code for you're going to work, girl.
Well, yeah. Well, secondly, I mean, any client that can really, I mean, you need to be quite stupid to not see that this image is AI generated.
Yeah. Also, that. Let's just.
You grow up under a rock. I mean, these days, everything is AI generated.
Yes.
You know, but it's like taking a lady on a date for the first time and just from her profile picture, and you arrive at the date and it's not worth.
You went too far, Philip.
Misleading information.
And you don't even have...
We're coming for you.
You can't even leave. You don't even know how to leave.
yeah, but so show what we've done as well, I know specifically of sales we've done where we have staged the potential, where we've said to a client, this is what it could look like.
Okay.
And then, you know, and we've actually, you know, but done quotes based on that and had successful transactions where the clients actually renovated the house to look exactly like the AI image generation.
Do you think there should be like a disclosure of sorts, like as disclosing, just very quickly, we're out of time. Should you guys disclose?
100%. It should be actually on the photo.
Oh, okay, okay.
And you know, we should disclose. I mean, I've read descriptions from our agency where an agent brought me a description and I'm like, where is this place? It sounds majestic. It's like the Garden of Eden, but it's an industrial stand. So we've seen that.
Oh my God.
But it's definitely something that you could disclose. It's a powerful tool, though.
Okay. No, Philip, we're going to
provided that it's actually used properly. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So that's Philip Schumann, broker owner of Remax.
Thank you, guys.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.